and says, "You got to think and study as he go on preach, and if your Bible taught enough yourself, you can go back to the Bible and find out what he said." Mm-hmm. Of course, she was pretty well. She was a lot in her books better than I was. I never went to school 3 days in my life. And she went several times. She could write. She was a good writer. She could read any kind of writing. No, she couldn't read Latin. But she could read I kind of language. I read it. Mm-hmm. Of any kind of letter. I've had letters here packed up now. I couldn't make no sense out of it.
Yeah.
Sit down here and she'd get a speck and said, "Bring that letter to me, Sturdy." I'd sit down, tell her I'm listening at her, and she wouldn't miss a word. And she, if she did sort of miscount the words, she'd go back and said, "Wait, let me see what does that mean." She'd spell it. And she says, "Yes, it ain't spelled correctly, but I've got the reason. Pronounce it from what she said on this last word, what she meant." She says, "That's what I go by." She says, "She ain't spelled it right." I said, "Well, that's pretty good for you. I can't do it." And what I was going to say, that I stayed with him 2 years, worked together 2 years. And the last year that I worked with him, I said, "Mr. I said, I went to church. I've heard the Bible read by white people. There's a white person preached for us today. And I remind his words of what he said was the fact. And I believe it." I said, "Now, I can't go along with you no more." I said, "I was on your side till this year. I stayed on your side, never went to church, and didn't pay no attention to church and nothing. I just thought when a man was dead, it's just like a dog thrown off in the ditch somewhere. That was the end of it." Mm-hmm. And so I said, "Mr. Winwood," I said, "I'm getting back from that." He looked at me pretty hard. And he says, "Well," says, "everybody sits on the own bottom. Tub sits on its bottom, don't it?" I said, "Yeah." He said, Tommy says, "Well, I'll say this, if I can't change you, why, I ain't never going to change. I believe this from my heart, Sterling, and it must be right, because I've so discomparison by some words I've said. You know you've seen that past here." "Yes," said he. And said, "Well," says, "that's enough. Confess you for what I've said. We've been talking about a year. Every time we worked together and we'd come out on porch and sit and talk with you. And have us a bucket of water and drink when we got thirsty." And says, "If you don't go my way, why, you'll be sorry because you go somewhere else that you won't never know where I'm at. Because I won't be there." They call it heaven, don't they? "Yes, sir." "Or they call it paradise." "Yes, sir." He said, "Well, if you